The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, Andy Brownell, along with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, here at News Talk 1340 KROC AM. And 96.9 FM. It's already Saturday again, and I guess the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, I'm back.
while the rest of us were freezing our tails off.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I would have mentioned it last week, but you said to me all of a sudden, we're out of time. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess we'll find out next week. We just came back from our annual CE as in continuing education, CE at CSEA. So this is a thing that Michael Brennan from the Minnesota Realty School started about, I think it's been 6 years ago now. We did miss 1 year because of COVID, but every January, mid-January, he takes any agents, I mean, obviously you pay, right? But he has school on board so we can get all 15 of our continuing education credits done while in the middle of the Caribbean.
That's quite the racket.
It is. Well, you know, this is the deal. It's our obligation to get that continuing education done, and it's not due until the end of June, but here we are, end of January, and ours is in the bag, done.
So do they hold the sessions on deck out in the sun?
No, in a classroom.
Ah.
In a classroom. And we do it while on the C days, right? So just like when we go to Minnesota School of Realty, they're 8-hour days, 7.5 hours of credits, and then we get a little break, right? But just 2 days. In 2 days, you've got your 15 hours. So the days that we're just traveling from one port to the next, we just do the class. And it's a fun group. And we had a big group this year from the Gwaltney group. So of the Gwaltney group team members, 15 of us were on board. So the 8 or 9 that were back worked their butt off covering all of our business. So we all appreciated that very much. But what was great is that our clients didn't miss a beat because of the way we work as a team. You know, the ones who didn't come on the cruise this year stayed back and covered the whole team's business. So that was lovely.
What kind of things do you talk about at these sessions?
Well, they're just the regular classes that we would do. So like the code of ethics classes, the required module, negotiating 201 was one of our classes. We had an interesting class this year, and it was marijuana and real estate.
Oh, I never even thought of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was an interesting class. But like I said, it's just a fun atmosphere because you can't be too crabby if you know that as soon as you're done with class, you're just going to go out to the pool or get ready for dinner or whatever. So everybody's pretty upbeat and fun. And we've gotten to know, and it's not like a RE/MAX thing. Like most of the meetings I go to, it's just licensed realtors. So it's fun to talk about things with agents from other brokerages about how they handle certain things versus how we handle certain things. And, you know, we learn a lot about the different, inside operations at different brokerages. So, and it's funny because after every cruise, I seem to see somebody that was in our group leave one brokerage and go to another, maybe because of what they learned about that brokerage on the cruise or whatever. So I know that RE/MAX, especially RE/MAX Results specifically, has gained 3 new people over the last few years from this cruise. So it's good.
So is this in it, the whole, not, I'm sure not the whole ship, but
it's a conference. The conference is maybe a total of, the classroom, I don't know, were there maybe 30, 35 agents, and we were half of them. You know, the Gwaltney group was half.
Okay. So it's all Minnesota people.
It is. And we have had in previous years, this year it was, but in previous years we've had Wisconsin agents, we've had Iowa agents, we even actually had Illinois agent, because Minnesota School of Realty has actually evolved to become, I don't know what it's called now, but he is licensed to teach in several states.
Okay.
And I think he's going to continue to grow that, because when he does things like this CE at Sea, he can attract more agents if he can be doing continuing ed for more states, right?
Yep.
At the same time. So it's been a fun thing. And so far, this year being year number six, Scott and I are the only two that have been in all six, on all six cruises. Literally, we're the only two, because the instructor even missed 1 year. And so I actually, he was online, but I was the in-classroom instructor. And then our travel agent, Nathan, his wife did it for him 1 year. So he's missed 1 year as well. So I teased them both saying, well, you guys have both missed a year, but Scott and I have not missed at all. And if I can help it, we won't, because it's a fabulous way to get your continuing education. And a great, it was great team building time. And like I said, just networking with the other agents from the other companies. And yeah, a lot of fun.
Who gets to take the credit for actually scheduling the cruise during what may have been the coldest weekend or week of the year?
I say we give that credit to Nathan, the amazing travel agent. Yes. And he does it. Not only does he schedule it for the, he seems like it always happens. Like we always get really good weather until the day we leave for the cruise and then it's cold. I'm like, I don't know if you have some kind of inside connection with the weatherman or what, but it's times out pretty well.
Well, you now have like a week, okay, that I can actually credit you with bringing warm weather back if it does show up.
Yes.
After a week, you get no credit. But if it shows up during this week.
Well, I'll tell you what. I did bring some sunshine and happy attitude. I can tell you that. It was very relaxing, yet productive, yet fun trip that I greatly appreciated taking.
One more quick question. Is this a conference like if the state legislature enacted laws dealing with real estate, that this is where you'd cover that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. So okay. I mean, this is anything that we would do, you know, it's like a legitimate certified course for our continuing education that we need to have our license. I mean, it's legit.
And so if you weren't doing this in the Caribbean on a big ship, you'd be up in the Twin Cities at some classroom or something like that.
Yep. And I opt for this.
Well, that's a no-brainer then.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And as long as they were able to get it in, because like I said last week, our spring market is going to kick off early. And even on the cruise, I mean, luckily now anywhere you go, you have cell phone reception and internet reception. It's kind of crazy. I mean, I remember back in the day when I've taken cruises where once you were on that ship, you couldn't make a phone call again. But that's not so much that way anymore. So I
suppose
I conducted some business while I was away as well.
You can't hide anywhere.
Nope. I put together a deal, got one of my listings sold. So, hey, you can work from any place in this business.
All right. Well, I'm jealous. Okay. And I'm going to take a break.
All right. I'll let you be jealous.
Back in a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. We're talking with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. Back full of sunshine and positive attitude from a trip to the Caribbean while we were
business trip, Andy.
Well, we're all dressed in parkas and wearing long underwear.
I was thinking about you. I felt bad for you.
Well, these were Minnesota people, but oftentimes you travel to these conferences and it's people from all over the country and sometimes all over the world, especially when you're talking with the Remax people specifically. And that got me thinking about, you've talked in the past before that all these connections you make and all these different trips and conferences allows you to offer a service that I think is rather unique. And I know my family has taken advantage of it. They, you can connect people with people all over the country who do what you do and do it at the level that you're doing it.
Absolutely. And I love that. I absolutely love that about the RE/MAX brand. I mean, you talk about the power of a brand, right? So there are, I don't want to say RE/MAX is the only good real estate, you know, company, or that would be crazy. I mean, there's lots of good real estate companies, but we are global and we are huge and we are everywhere. And just like you said, I have been very, very fortunate. I've been now with RE/MAX for 10 years, and I just completed my 10 years at the end of December, and I was able to be successful enough in those 10 years to make it into what they call the Circle of Legends. And that means you have to be with RE/MAX at least 10 years. And then, of course, there's a certain amount of commissions that you've had to have earned in those 10 years. Now, just to give you an example, a lot of my friends throughout the RE/MAX network that are a part of the Circle of Legends, it took them more like 15 or 20 or 25 years to reach that. So I feel extremely, extremely fortunate to have been so successful in my 10 years at RE/MAX. And yeah, it does. If you look at me on Facebook and you follow me, people say, do you ever work? You're always traveling. You're always gone. But the truth is, I'm going to tell you that probably 85% of my travel is work related. And typically it's RE/MAX. Now, this continuing ed cruise was not just RE/MAX, but it was a huge portion of my team and a really good team bonding experience. So that to me is also really important. That's why we have the culture we have at the Gwaltney Group. And that's why we're as able to be as successful as we are, in my opinion. Okay. But back to the whole RE/MAX connection. I belong to what they call the RE/MAX Elite, which is the top 1% of the RE/MAX network across the country and the world. Okay, so in every country, if you said to me, I really want a vacation home in Costa Rica, who do you have there? I can say, oh my God, I'm going to hook you up with Jorge. He's going to help you, right? So the truth is, I know these people personally because they also attend these conferences and these elite retreats and these RE/MAX sessions where we have mastermind groups and we get to know each other. And not only do we get to know each other when we meet up, you know, physically and when we're in person at these meetings, but we have weekly Zoom meetings and mastermind sessions online. So we really stay connected and understand how each other does their business. So when you say to me, I have somebody moving to Orlando, Florida, I can tell you right away, well, I'll give you Denise's information. She's an amazing agent. As a matter of fact, I have such a great network with all these RE/MAX agents everywhere that I think I'm going to start doing something on my Facebook page where I spotlight one, maybe one a week even, or one every other week, and say, you know, this is Marilyn Cohn. She's an absolute goddess of RE/MAX. She's been with RE/MAX for 30 years and has earned over $30 million in commission. She has the top ranking status that you can have at RE/MAX. And she's just the nicest lady. And she works her tail end off with her clients. So when somebody says, hey, I'm moving to Peoria, Illinois, I'm like, oh my God, lucky you, you can work with Marilyn Cohn. So I have these connections across the country that I would love to, and I have definitely match made clients with agents several times, but in my 10 years at RE/MAX, it's really become intensified. And over the last few years, because I've met more and more people and made more and more relationships, I actually put a lot of referrals together. And I have had more than one time, I want to say it's three times, that people have called in to me from listening to this radio show and said, I need a realtor in, the latest one was Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I said, oh my gosh, perfect. Josh May is your guy. He's amazing. And he helped them. The lady who called in was from Rochester, but her family, her parents had something to sell there, and he put the deal together and they've closed successfully and everybody's happy. So anytime I can help with somebody relocating, whether it's you, like maybe you want to have a second home or you're just moving.
Well, you already did it for my daughter.
I did.
I called you up. I said, because she was lost. She was living in Duluth and finally decided to buy a home and didn't know who to talk to or where to find a realtor. And I said, I'll call Robin. She'll take care of it.
And I knew right away who I was going to set her up with. And he's such a good guy. And they really had a great experience.
They did. And she got the house of her dreams. I mean, really.
Yeah. And so obviously, you know, we talked about Mayo a little bit. And this is the thing. People move, right? They come and they go and they come and they go and they come and they go. So people who buy a house from me here and have a good experience, and then when it's time to leave, whether it be 4 years later, 6 years later, 8 years later, they call me back to sell that house. And then they say, hey, Robin, we're headed to Jacksonville. Who can you find for us there? Or we're headed to Arizona, or we're going to the Cleveland Clinic, or wherever it is we're going, who can you set me up with? And I actually do this very, very frequently. So if you are listening and you need a realtor for yourself or for a family member, your parents, your kids, your sister, your best friend, no matter where it is they need a realtor, not only can I give you the name of a realtor, you can tell me what you're looking for, what kind of personality you work best with. And I can tell, I mean, for me, when it's my clients, it's easy because they say, I want somebody like you. So then I think, well, I know a lot of the people that are, you know, super ambitious and super successful that are a lot like me, but most people are going to be, you know, open to that. But sometimes I hear things like, I absolutely want a male because that's who my parents will work better with, or absolutely want a female, or could we get a younger person, somebody that's really into technology, or could we have an older person that has a lot of experience? But if you want to call me up and tell me where it is you need an agent and what you're looking for in an agent, I promise you, I can match make you with a really awesome fit. And I would love to do it.
And these aren't, you pointed out to me, these aren't people that you just pull up the Google and look up. You actually have conversations with these people.
I know these people. I know how they run their businesses. I think just a few weeks ago, I was talking about just coming back from the East Coast because Joe Fitzpatrick, who is a RE/MAX agent who we've become friends with, colleagues with through RE/MAX, through the RE/MAX network, invited us out there because he is a Patriot season ticket holder. And my husband and son, as most of you know, are avid Kansas City fans. So he invited them to come and go to the Kansas City game. And then we got to go to his office. I actually did a podcast with him as a guest on his podcast and met his team, offered up some suggestions and ideas to his team. I mean, it's always a constant brainstorming and collaboration thing. And I think that's what makes RE/MAX the crazy strong brand that it is.
And so if anybody wants to tap into this service that you are clearly offering, and what, they just call you?
Yeah, just call me. And, you know, my cell phone number is anywhere. Literally, if you Googled Robin Realtor, you didn't even know my last name, Rochester, Minnesota, it's going to come up 45 times. But Robin Gwaltney, G-W-A-L-T-N-E-Y, you can look me up at gwaltneygroup.com or call my cell phone anytime, which is 507-259-4926. And I promise you, I will take your call. If I'm talking to somebody else or at an appointment, I will just call you back as soon as I can. But I mean, my phone is my friend, and I'm one of those people who actually answers it.
All right. That does not mean we're done with the program.
No, gosh, no. But I'm just giving my number so they have it. If they were listening.
I know. I'm just teasing. We'll be back in a moment. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on Saturday morning. And Robin, you told me you have the latest market report.
Yes.
We get to talk about this once a month.
Yes, I've got the Rochester Market Report. And so let's take a look at it. Right now, currently, there are 123 sales pending in the market overall, leaving us with 206 listings still for sale. So there you go. You take that. We talk about whether that's a strong market for buyers or strong market for sellers. So the resulting pending ratio is 37.4% because you take that 123 pending, divide it by the 329 total, right? So you say, well, what does that mean exactly? Well, that pending ratio indicates the supply and demand of the market. So specifically, a higher ratio means that the listings are in demand, quickly going into contract. And if it was a lower ratio, it would mean that there's not enough qualified buyers for the existing supply. So we have right now what we call mildly active. And that has a lot to do with the time of the year that we're in.
Okay.
So in a couple of weeks, give me next month's report. And I'm going to tell you that ratio is going to go up and it's going to be more active, and the next month it'll be more active, and you get it. So
yeah, but because at the peak of the craziness during the pandemic, that number was what, 70 or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was so crazy. Oh God, don't take me back there.
Yeah,
oh.
Don't go that high, please.
So taking a closer look, we noticed that the 200 to 300,000 price point, you know, that's been the sweet spot, right? I mean, for a long time.
Yes.
And we also noticed that that 200, so that's the number that has the most pending contracts right now. And it actually is the number that has the relatively large inventory of properties. There's 52 listings available right now in that price point. And overall, our median price point for the properties that are currently for sale, those 206 listings that I previously mentioned, is $372,450. Okay.
Yeah, no, that
so
makes
in the
total
last
sense.
In the last 6 months, a total of 793 contracts have closed with a median sold price of $310,000. So breaking that down, once again, that $200,000 to $300,000 price range contains the highest number of sold listings. And alternatively, a total of 148 listings have actually failed to sell in that same period of time. I want to stop and talk about that for a minute.
Sure.
People say, I don't get it, Robin. If the supply is short and the buyers are coming back in the market, why are there some houses that don't sell? All right. Well, these sellers sometimes still have the mentality that their house is going to sell the same way it did during the height of COVID. No matter what you do, whatever price you put on it, no work put into it. I mean, people wanted to buy houses because they wanted to lock in at 2.5%, at 3%, at 3.5%. And they thought, okay, if we overpay a little bit, it isn't going to matter because with this interest rate, our payment's still going to be so affordable. We can go in, we can make the changes, we can tear out the carpet, we can paint the walls, we can get rid of this, we can all of those things.
Sure.
Well, a lot of sellers still have that mentality, and I say shame on the realtor that's helping them try to sell their house for not doing a better job of educating them and telling them those days are gone. I mean, we're back to, if you want your house to sell, you're going to have to do a few things. You're going to have to make it compete with the other houses on the market. People want to come in and they're giving you top dollar. And I don't just mean price wise. I mean, prices have gone up, right? Year after year, prices have gone up. But now they're paying top dollar on their monthly mortgage because of the interest rates. Even though those are easing up and they're getting better, they're still, those payments are still a lot higher than when the people bought it a few years ago when the rates were so low, right? So they want it to be move-in ready. They don't want to have to pay that extra $400, $500 on the mortgage based on the interest rate. They don't have the money left over to change the carpet, paint the wall. So they want it done. So we are in a market where we do need to make your house look and shine its best if you want to sell it for that top dollar. They still are selling for top dollar.
But in other words, a normal market.
Right. And then also price it right. Well, my sister sold this same house and she got, I know she did it at the right time. You know what? The bottom line is I can only tell you what the market is doing right now today. And we have to factor in all the things, all the things.
Right. So I always love that. What's it worth?
Price. Right. If I love this, this is my favorite line. And I say it all the time. And people are probably like, oh, here she goes again. But I say this all the time to people. But I want 500,000, but your house is worth 4.25. But I want 500. I'm moving to California. Houses are expensive there. I'm like, listen, you can want what you want, but you're going to get what you're going to get. I want to be a size zero. I'm not going to be a size zero. So this is the deal, guys. We got to deal with it. We've got to accept what's real and move forward. That's it.
It's worth what somebody else is willing to pay for it.
As long as the appraiser is willing to appraise it for that.
Oh, that's true.
If there's a loan involved. So there is a whole nother level because somebody says, well, maybe someone will come from California and they'll think it's worth it because houses are so expensive there. And I say, I follow your logic. However, if they are getting a mortgage, the bank is going to send an appraiser and that it has to appraise for that price before the bank is going to be in agreement to give a loan. Oh, I didn't think about that.
And also, are you really going to hang everything on this magical person coming from California?
Right. So it's like, yeah, there's a lot of ifs and buts. You know what my dad used to say? If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
But anyway, Heard that one before.
Yeah. So the truth of the matter is that we got to have your house looking its best and we got to have it priced right. And if we do, we're not going to be one of those houses that doesn't sell. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right.
We're almost out of time. But
okay.
One key number that we always talk about is days on market.
Okay. Days on market. Let me find it here. My eyesight once was. Okay. The average days on market has been 71 days.
Okay.
So you got a couple months to get it out there and get it sold and get your stuff packed and get ready for your next place. But if you want to hear more about the numbers, the market, your neighborhood specifically, your town specifically, or your home specifically, again, call me on my cell phone, 507-259-4926, and I am happy to answer all your questions.
We're glad to have you back in our frigid, cold Minnesota weather, Robin.
Can you tell how excited I am to be back? I really am. Yeah. I'm rested and relaxed and ready for the spring market to hit the ground running.
All right. We'll chat again next week. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.